For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come with open hearts. We want to hear from you today, Lord. We thank you for the truth of the Word of God and for the love and power of God at work in our lives. We give you glory and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So today we're looking at dwelling in the secret place of God. So primarily what we're looking at today is divine protection, which is something we definitely need in this world, is the protection of the Lord upon us, because we live in a cursed world and we know that there's evil around, and we know that we have an enemy who is actively working against us, and we can have protection. We can have God's protection. It is available to us. Praise the Lord. It is available to us. There's things that we have to do as Christians to put ourselves in the place of protection. So let's have a look at that. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. So Psalm 91 and verses 1 and 2. So it is a dangerous world. It is a dangerous world, and we need God's protection. So Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, the scripture says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." So he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. That's us. We can dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We can abide there in the secret place. And you know, when you're in the secret place of the Most High, it's a protected place. It's a protected place. So it's where you want to be. It's where you want to be, under the shadow of the Almighty. And how do you put yourself there? How do you put yourself there? Because it's available to you. It's available to us. Well, verse 2 shows us, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." So you, by faith, do it. You believe that you are under God's protection, and you speak it. You say of the Lord. So that's why the scripture said to us, "I will say of the Lord," because that's what you need to say. I will say of the Lord. And what do you say? "He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." And that helps, because God responds to our faith. He wants to bless us and He wants to help us. But He waits for us to demonstrate our faith. So we do that. We say of the Lord these things. And as well as that, you have the angels of God which hearken to the voice of His word. So when you're speaking the words of God, the angels that God has given to protect you hearken to that word. That God is your refuge and your fortress, and you trust in Him. Remember, when you trust in Him, He won't let you down. He won't fail you. He will do what He said He will do. So He will be your refuge and your fortress. So that's what you need to do. I will say of the Lord. And so the key is to say it, and to say it in faith. And another important thing is to be consistent. We have to be consistent in what we speak. You speak it all the time, whether things are going well, whether things are not going well. You consistently say it. And the reason for that is because you have to have it in your inner man, and your inner man is fed. It's fed by the word of God, and when you speak it, you're hearing it. Your inner man is being built up, and your inner man is what responds and acts in faith. And if we neglect the word of God, even for a little while, if we neglect it, the devil is ready to come in there and take advantage of that, of us neglecting the word of God. He's ready to come in and bring something else in to substitute that, and it's not something that's going to help us. So that's why it's important to be consistent. God values our consistency in it, and he responds to our consistency. And so for divine protection, we have to believe God is our fortress and our refuge, and we have to be consistent in believing that and confessing that over ourselves and over others that God has entrusted to us. So we have to be consistent, and that consistency applies to not only protection, but everything that you walk in with the Lord, whether it's healing, prosperity, protection, you have to be consistent in it. This is important for us if we're going to see victory. So let's stay in Psalm 91, because if you read Psalm 91, it is a protection psalm. So if you want to know about God's protection, Psalm 91 teaches a lot about it. And let's read verses 9 to verse 11. 9 to 11 says, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." So these are scriptures. These two verses, 10 and 11, I look at these all the time and speak them as well, because it's too dangerous not to have God's protection. You need it. You need it in everything. You need God's protection. So verse 9 says, what have you done to make God's your protection? The scripture says, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." Because you have done that, then verse 10 and 11 means there shall no evil befall thee, because you have made God your refuge and your habitation. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That's a good thing. And I understand plague is sickness, for example. Or sickness can be, it's a plague. It's something you don't want. And there's other plagues as well, that it's really anything of the curse. You don't want it to come into your habitation, whether it's lack and poverty, sickness, whatever, strife. You don't want those things coming in. "Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." So you have angelic protection. That's a good thing to understand and to be aware of, that you have angels protecting you. And remember, they hearken to the voice of God's word. So if you are speaking God's word, it gives the angels God's word to act on. They can act on that. So if you're speaking these verses out, they've got something to act on now. So he gives his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it, for a Christian? To have angelic protection. Angelic protection. Believe it, it's true. It's true. Praise the Lord. And verse 14 says, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. So again, it's saying to us, because you have set your love upon God, therefore will he deliver you. Because you're looking to him for deliverance. You've set your love upon him. He's going to deliver you. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. So you're going to be promoted and uplifted from God because you're looking to him. You know his name. He's aware of you. So you need to make God your refuge and make God your fortress. Set your love upon God and trust in him. And that gives him the opening to act in your life. Because he responds to faith. That's how he works. He responds to our faith. So blessing occurs in our life because we do these things. We put ourselves in a faith position to receive the blessing and walk in it. And that is God's will. He wants us. He's given us the blessing. But we have to take it. We have to take it. So that's our part that we do. So Psalm 91, praise the Lord. It is a good psalm to understand and know about God's protection. So is Psalm 121. Let's have a look at Psalm 121. Psalm 121, and if we look at verses 1 and verse 2, the scripture says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So who are we looking to? Who are we lifting up our eyes to? We're lifting up our eyes to God, to the Lord, from whence cometh our help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Just to remind you that he is all-powerful. He's all-powerful, which made heaven and earth, and he can do anything. So we look to God. We look to him. He's the one who helps us. So let's look to none other except the Lord. Look to God and acknowledge his help. Acknowledge that we need him. And don't think that you're on your own. Because you have God, the Almighty, here to help you. So he will help you and protect you. And we need it. We need it. So look to God. Look to God. Lift up your eyes to him. From whence cometh my help? And verses 7 and 8, let's look at that. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So praise the Lord. You have the assurance that God will protect you on all your goings. He will preserve you from all evil and he shall preserve thy soul. So your soul is the thing that does get attacks levelled at it by the enemy. And God shall preserve your soul. God shall preserve your mind and your will and your emotions, your thinking. God shall preserve your soul. And he shall preserve your going out. And when you go out, you can know that you're going to come back in again. He shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So God's written this for us so that we can actually speak it, not so that we can just read it and think, oh, that's good, you know. But but actually so that we can put it into practice. That's why he's put it here, so that you can say, this is what God does for me. He preserves my going out and my coming in. He preserves me from all evil. He's given it to us so that we can put it into practice, because it is a weapon. It is a weapon. It's a spiritual weapon to be used. It's called the sword of the Spirit. It's to be used. So he's given it to us to take it up and use it. And he will preserve us from all evil. So let's turn now to Psalm 71. And Psalm 121 is another psalm for protection. So that's, if you want to think about, meditate on God's protection, read that psalm as well. Psalm 121. Psalm 71 verse 3. Psalm 71 verse 3 says, be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. So let's say what the psalmist said, God is my rock and my fortress, my strong habitation. My strong habitation that we continually resort to. Continually resort to. So everywhere you go, whatever you're doing, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. God is your strong habitation. You continually resort to Him. Thou hast given commandment to save me. God is the one who upholds you. And you say of Him, thou art my rock and my fortress. My fortress to protect against the enemy. Thou art my rock and my fortress. A strong fortress. Strong habitation. A strong habitation. That's what He is to you. A strong habitation for you to resort to. You resort to Him. Psalm 32 and verse 7. Psalm 32 and verse 7, which says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. You're going to be protected, and it's going to be a wonderful thing. With songs of deliverance. Songs of deliverance compassing you. You have to make God your hiding place. Thou art, so you say that. Thou art my hiding place. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. These are things for us to say. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Remember that the devil is laying snares. And you know the scripture says that he preserves you. He delivers you from the snare of the fowler. Because the devil is active. He's continually active. So to preserve yourself, to be preserved from the snare of the fowler, you put yourself in the hiding place, the secret place of the Lord, where the enemy cannot get you. The enemy cannot get you in the rock and fortress of God. When He is your hiding place, when He is your habitation, strong habitation, He preserves you from all trouble. So that's worthwhile, is to actually think on this and confess it so that you can go about your life without trouble, free from trouble. Preserve me from trouble. Trouble free. That's good. Trouble free. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
Rose.
Who wants trouble free? Trouble free is good. Trouble free is good. Preserve me from trouble. Praise the Lord. So we go to God. Let's go over now to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. Which says, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Praise God. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work.
Yes.
The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. The work of the enemy, the work of people that the enemy is using. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. These are things that we say because this is our faith food. This builds us up in our inner man, and it comes out of our mouth, and it puts the power of God to work through the ways that we've talked about. Through God responding to your faith and the angels hearkening to your word. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. See, that doesn't take a lot of effort to say. You've got to put it into your heart. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. See, that comes out of your mouth. And it builds up in your inner man. It builds up. It feeds your inner man in faith. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he'll deliver you from trouble. He will deliver you from every evil work. There's a lot in the scriptures. It's obvious that God does not want us to live with trouble, or to be visited with evil, or to have evil at work in our lives. Can you see that from the scripture?
Yes.
And that he wants you to be protected. He wants you to have a peaceful life without trouble. And it is possible because he said it. Let's have a look back in the book of Proverbs chapter 12. And verse 21 in Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12 and verse 21, which says, "There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief." So, no evil. There shall no evil happen to the just. If you are a Christian, you are that person. You are the just. There shall no evil happen to the just. These are things to hold on to. This is our life. These are the things to hold on to and to believe. I shall not be visited with evil. For a lot of people, sadly, that's a hard thing to believe. And they think that just it's part and parcel of living in the world is to have the troubles of the world visited you in your life. It's just part of living in this world. But do you know what? Why did God say this to us then? If he wants that for us, why does he say in the word of God that he'll preserve your going out and your coming in, that you shall be free from trouble, You shall not be visited with evil. There shall no evil happen to the just. Why did he say it? That he shall preserve you from every evil work. Unless he wants you to live that way. He wants you to live this way. There shall no evil happen to you. Remember, if you think about Psalm 91, what do you have to do? You have to say it. You have to believe it. You have to put yourself there. You have to take it by faith. So God has promised to preserve us, his people, from all evil. Have a look in Proverbs 19, verse 23. And here the scripture says in Proverbs 19, verse 23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. He shall not be visited with evil. Who shall not be? The person who has the fear of the Lord. Remember, the scripture tells us the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Is to hate what God hates, and therefore not be a part of or not be a partaker of what God hates. So the fear of the Lord, when you have it, and he wants you to have it, he wants us to have it, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. It tends to life. And he that hath it shall abide satisfied. Now, satisfied, obviously, when you're satisfied, you have good things in your life, like no trouble, no evil. You're protected. You go out and you come back again. You're protected. You shall be satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Remember that. Remember that. So you have to do these things. Put yourself in the secret place of the Most High. Make God your refuge, your strong habitation that you continually resort to. Have the fear of the Lord, which is to hate evil. For a Christian, that's the natural thing to do because you're a born-again person. So have the fear of the Lord in you at work, hating evil and reverencing the Lord. Attend us to life, and it will enable you to be satisfied with life. And you shall not be visited with evil. Let's go to Isaiah 54, verse 17. Isaiah 54, 17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Now, there's weapons being formed against you. There's weapons the enemy has those fiery darts, and it is laying snares. But this is what you have to do. You have to be aware of the Word of God. Put it into your heart. Put it in, feed on it. Think on it. Speak it. Believe it. So he's given you this word to believe and to speak. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. So no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment I shall condemn. This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord. My righteousness is of God. So no weapon of the enemy formed against you shall prosper. You have to know it. Know it. We have victory because God is with us. We have victory, and no weapon that the enemy would form against us shall prosper. It will be destroyed. It will be, we'll bypass it. Praise the Lord. You know, the snares, you don't have to go into a snare, which is like a trap, right? You don't have to go into it. You can just bypass it. Walking in the way of the Lord. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Have a look in Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verses 2. Let's have a look. Read from verse 2 here. In Psalm 103, the scripture says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." So it's important. You bless the Lord with your soul, with your thinking, your mind, your will, and your emotions. You bless him. Bless the Lord. Forget not all his benefits. So remember his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. So he's redeemed your life from destruction. Whatever that destruction is, whether it's a thing that the devil has planned to cause an injury or a sickness, whatever it is, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. He's redeemed us from destruction. He's redeemed our life from destruction. The life being destroyed. He's redeemed us from that. He's redeemed our life from destruction and crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's a good thing. To be crowned with the loving kindness and the tender mercies of God. Crowned with the loving kindness and tender mercies of God. Praise the Lord. And Romans 8:14, this is important that we look at this, because Romans 8:14 shows us that walking in wisdom is important as part of walking in divine protection, because an important component of walking in divine protection is just what we said before, that you dodge and bypass the snares of the enemy. And how do you do that? Romans 8:14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So you, being a Christian, are a son of God. That means you can be led by the Spirit of God. And when you are led by the Spirit of God, which is what God wants for you, to be led by His Spirit, remember, how do you get led? Well, you have to follow. So being led by the Spirit of God means that the Spirit of God will lead you the right way, the safe way, the way of blessing and protection. And that's in your goings out and your comings in everything you do, in the words that you speak and the thoughts that you have. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So you let yourself be led by the Spirit of God, and you will walk in the protection of the Lord. So let yourself be led by the Spirit of God. So you've got to listen to Him. Got to listen to Him. And He can speak to you about what to do, where to go, what to say, who to talk to, where not to go, what not to do. It's important to listen, because you have the witness of the Spirit in your heart. He lives in you. And that's where he communicates, is to your inner man, your inner man. So you quieten yourself down, listen to him. You'll have that inward witness of God in your heart. It will seem right to you. Listen to him. Trust him. And you will bypass the snare of the enemy. So being led by God, by the Spirit of God, means that he will keep you out of danger. And lastly, let's look at Psalm 23. Because if you're led by the Spirit of God, he's going to lead you into good things. Psalm 23, let's read that and think on that. Where will he lead you? Let's see. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So this is a psalm God has given to you to believe and to speak. It's a psalm of protection. It's a psalm of blessing. It's a psalm of confessing you know God is leading you the right way. Where is he leading you? He's leading you to the good places, the still waters, the green pastures, in the paths of righteousness. He's leading you the right way. He's protecting you. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which is here on earth, I will fear no evil. That's something you can say. You put those words in your mouth. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And God's blessing is upon you, and goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Remember, we read earlier about being trouble-free. So what do you have instead of trouble? You have goodness and mercy in your life. That sounds a lot better. Goodness and mercy at work in your life, all the days of your life. And going back to the place where you dwell, where you have made your strong habitation, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. So let's close in prayer now and think on these things and listen to the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, that you are our rock and our fortress. You are our strong habitation. And you are our protection. You are our blessing. Thank you for leading us in the paths of righteousness. We thank you, Lord, that we have your protection and your blessing.